You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin. We're on live at Pickup Academy 2020, the online edition. We build it up from the ground. We talked the other day about opening, yesterday continuing, and today we're talking about escalation. It's something that eludes most men. They're either too pushy, too needy. They lack a system, an awareness. And we're here with my guest today, and we're blessed because he's also going to be teaching at Pickup Academy. Tony Dillinger, world famous owner of Dillinger Studios, 818, and an entrepreneur and hustler like no other. Many of you know Tony from the Cosmic Code, the GSLR, and so on. So, Tony, you operate like few people do. And I'm curious, from the perspective of the experience you have had with your line of work, what do you think men tend to be more at ease when with women and to accelerate the process?
Well, I mean, that's the ultimate question right there. We all want to know, you know, is like, how do we function and you know, get this you know, amazing thing that we have to work for us and as men. Well, it's a difficult thing. You know, it's a difficult thing because it's you really have to study it. You know, you have to be a master of communication. I mean, there's so many elements to it. You know, one thing I've learned with women is you know, I work with a different caliber of women. Of course, you know, working with women in the adult industry, I couldn't compare that to civilian women. That's a term we use in the adult industry. Civilian is someone that's not in the industry. So, like, if we go to a dinner or a birthday dinner, they'll say, like, hey, guys, there's civilians there. You know, watch what you guys say. So, you know, because a lot of times we'll go to a party and, you know, girls will be talking about sucking dick and fucking dick and all kinds of shit, you know, taking a fist up the ass tomorrow and so, you know, so on. So they'll say, hey, there's civilians here. And then everyone knows when to be quiet. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Basically, you know, it's a different caliber of women. I wouldn't say it's a negative thing. It's just, you know, it's the kind of women they are. One thing I've learned with escalation of from a man's point of view is that, you know, it does take different techniques according to this is my personal perspective, guys. You know, I know other teachers teach different ways, and that's fine. You know, I don't disagree or agree. This is my own personal opinion, how things are in my world. My world is a lot different than the average guy's world. In other words, you know, the women have different needs. That's a perfect example right there. Have different needs. They're not looking for, you know, so much money or a lot of things that the other women are looking for. You know, these women have it already. So these women are looking for more of emotional kind of needs. You know, just a different kind of women. I'm trying to think about how to explain this, but it's kind of complicated. But yeah. So, you know, it's just a different approach when it comes to working with women in my industry, how we work with them. And it's kind of funny because I always say, like, man, I don't know if I could ever date a civilian anymore, because what civilian would ever understand my lifestyle? I mean, what civilian would ever understand this? So a lot of times, if I was to be single and go out there in the real world, it'd be very hard for me to communicate with a civilian woman in my lifestyle, because just different. There's different expectations and different techniques to pick up. Obviously, it's a lot different. And I don't know if I'm going the right trail here, Vince. But if you need to guide me back, so.
Hey, you bring up you know, you're Tony. It's always super rich. So you're bringing up a lot of awesome points and opening some doors. And I think one thing we could learn from this also is you got to know who you are dealing with. And as a man, it's important to make a choice and to make sure that you're going to the right place to get what you want. There's plenty guys that get all needy with girls that would not be sufficiently open or at ease with themselves from the get-go. And the problem for those guys is that they're underestimating themselves, and they're also not with the right candidates, you know. So that's essential. I think that one key point that's really also a strong attraction switch for women in a man is decisiveness. And decisiveness is also connected with delivery. And you're very decisive, Tony, and your delivery. You know, I'm coaching some of the guys, they got used to, and again, life is about making choices, but we also have to have the presence of mind to be able to tell, to give you a simple example, if we're driving somewhere and we're not heading the wrong way, we need to have the presence of mind to recognize that, and we can't expect to go north if we're traveling south or vice versa. So many guys, they got used to a mode of communication where you ask them, well, what are you up to? Oh, not much, you know, they're talking like this. And it's deceiving because it is functional. In the world, nobody's going to complain about that at the store, because maybe you'll have to repeat yourself and they still give you what you want, or it's not expected that a clerk should like be super sharp as a communicator, but it would pay regardless. So they get used to that mode of communication, and they hope that it's going to mesmerize a woman, that it's going to impact other men in their industry. And I'm doing my best to explain to them that first, they're capable of talking differently. Second, it's a choice, but they have to recognize how much of a necessity it is. So you're an entrepreneur, you're a businessman, you cover a lot of ground, you're an adventurer, and around you things happen, you're very decisive, and you have a mode of delivery that while some may put others asleep, you know, it's like, oh, it's Tony, better wake up, better be on my best game. So if you can give us some pointers with your take on the importance of being decisive as a man, and also your delivery, your mode of communication.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Vince, that's now you got me back on track. Thank you. I appreciate that. So one thing I try to always talk with men, and I always want to know, what is their background? Were they raised by women? Were they raised by their sisters? Were they raised by the grandmother? Did they have a male figure in their life? And one thing, there's a lot of men who have a male figure, but maybe just they didn't have that strong male figure that they needed growing up, or that male role model, you know, that the alpha male role model to show them, not to be in the wrong way, but actually to show them how a man should be and how confident you should carry yourself. Because at the same time, we do have roles in life, you know. I know people who I see, and that the woman runs the whole show, and you know, and she does a great job. She does a great job at it. But as men, we do look at that man as a weak person. Like, man, you know, your wife runs the whole show. She tells you where you can go, and up and down, left, right. It just doesn't look proper. You know, it just doesn't look proper. I'm sure she's doing a great job. But at the same time, that man needs to be a man. You know, that man needs to be a man, because there is going to be subjects that come up, or scenarios that come up in life, that a man needs to be a man, a woman needs to be a woman. I think they both have beneficial to each other, and it's just so important for men to be able to carry that role, because nowadays a lot of women are carrying that role. A lot of women are doing it, and they're doing it better than the guys, unfortunately. A lot of people may not want to hear that, but I speak the truth. I see it all the time. I see a lot of women with big balls. So, you know, that's one thing I think a lot of women, men of this generation need to step it up, you know, be more confident in who you are and as a man. And if you lack that, then you need to find what it is that gets you to where you need to be. And, you know, an easy event that Vince has with all these speakers is a great way to kind of build that motivation, that self-esteem, whatever you're lacking. It's really helps guide you to where you want to be at as a man. And, you know, and you might not agree with everything we say, and that's fine. You know, that's totally fine, you know. But what I do say is, take what you can take from it and use it as a tool to develop your skills as a man, to be more confident, to be more self-assured in what you want in life. But when it comes to women, one thing I can tell you is that, you know, I see a lot of women, they choose a guy and they'll bring a guy around maybe because he has this cool look. He has the tattoos on the face. He has this, he has the tattoos, he has that, whatever it is. But the guy, I can read, I'm pretty good at reading personalities, reading characteristics and everything. And I can tell the guy's weak already. You know, I can tell the guy's weak. I can tell his weak personality. And it's just, it's not, the guy carries himself, you know, not the way he probably should. And then, of course, you know, eventually down the line, you know, you'll hear that, oh, the guy, yeah, you know, this guy, he took me for all my money. He never paid me back. You know, I had to pay for everything. We go to the movies, I had to pay. And I was like, oh, well, he's one of those, you know. He couldn't carry he couldn't fall as a man, you know. So, you know, one thing I noticed, a lot of women are looking for men, and it's very hard in this generation. That's what it works to your advantage, guys, is that if you can have these skills, you're going to stand out a lot faster and just really ahead of the game, because the men of this generation are very fucking weak. That's a fact. They're very weak. And I might be talking to you, some of you guys, you know, and so if you can get out of this whole generational situation that's totally really made men very weak, and it continues to do so every day. I see it on the news. I see it everywhere. It's just completely destroying masculinity and everything. It's absolutely amazing. But you know, but that doesn't mean that we all have to be like that, you know, and that's why, you know, Vince's program is amazing, because that helps men that lack that get to where they need to be. Because, you know, obviously, if you're listening to this, you know, you're lacking something, you know, and you know, you need to improve. And that's the first step to getting to where you need to be is by evolving, learning, you know, studying, looking at your weaknesses, understanding your weaknesses, embracing your weaknesses and wanting to fix them, you know. So I always say, like, I challenge myself every time, if I'm ever in a meeting or something, or I've ever been disrespected by somebody and someone disrespects me. And I think we've all had that situation where someone disrespects us and you walk away with your head down and your tail between your legs, and you're like, man, I should have said this. Damn, I feel like a bitch. And you know, everyone's been through that at one point in their life. Well, a long time ago, I went through that years ago, and I told myself, I'll never, ever let anybody put me in that situation where I walk away with my tail between my legs. Never. I'll never let a woman put me in that situation. I'll never let a supervisor, a boss, anybody disrespect me to where I feel I'm so low to a low point. You know, so I always told myself this: how do you carry yourself? How do people look at you? You know, and it's all about your appearance. It's all about how you carry yourself. It doesn't matter how tall you are, how buff you are, how big you are. It has nothing to do with that. But it's just how you carry yourself. How you carry yourself. You know, do you carry yourself as a weak person? And a lot of people do. A lot of people carry themselves as a weak person. And women can sense that right away. They can sense the weakness. You know, so. I always think, you know, maybe people might disagree with me, but I always feel like men need to be strong in their character. Need to be strong in your character. You know, they really, really do nowadays. You know, you have to remember something. You're the legacy for the next generation of men. Remember that, guys. You're the legacy for the next generation of men. And have a son nowadays, or a daughter. Son or daughter. If you guys have kids down the line one day, how are those kids going to look at you? How do you want to be represented? You know, because there's men out there who didn't do their job and have raised weak men, or women who are, you know, taking the wrong role in life, you know, or saying the wrong things because they had a bad example of what they were brought up with. You know, I was very fortunate to have a father and a stepfather, and you know, so it's been a very fortunate for me. And I grew up in a very strong environment, you know, with my dad and my, I, you know, raised by all, you know, boys in my family. And of course, you know, my mom always raised me to be tough and to always carry a role and expected me to be a certain way. Of course, you know, my mom spoiled me. I was the only child for a long time for my mom, my dad, and my mom was always, you know, I was always mama's boy, but my mom always made sure that, hey, you know what, a man needs to work, a man needs to get up in the morning, and a man needs to hold his own. And I always appreciate that part, because she could have really softened me up and made me something else. But And then my dad always, you know, the same way, very tough, very strict. And I come from a very strict background where, you know, you don't do something right, you get the belt. So, you know, I always look at it as a blessing. I was raised like that because I've always had that in the back of my head. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. If you're bitching out, you better tough up, Tony. You better toughen up because people are watching. And it's not so much people are watching, but look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Can you look in the mirror and be confident with yourself? If you can't, then you got to fix something. You got to fix something. You got to hold yourself up high. You got to feel confidence because everyone can smell the weakness from you. It's oozing out of you. It's coming out of you, you know, and you should not have any weakness. The time you're ready to die in that deathbed, you should not be scared of a fucking thing. If you're still going, you're scared of death, then you failed at life. You failed at life. If you are scared to die, then you have failed. You should have no fear. When it's time for your deathbed and you're ready to die, you should go out like a fucking champ with your head up in the air and say, I did everything I wanted to do in this lifestyle. I fucked every kind of woman. I made my money. I went on vacation. I would travel the world. I met exotic people. I did amazing, amazing things with my life. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's get the show on the road. Let's go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to check out time. You know, but if you're going and you're that guy, like, oh, no, I'm not ready. Oh, my, I didn't do anything. I never did this. I never did that. I never got a piece of ass. And, you know, I never traveled. So many people are going to die like that. So many people are going to die like that, guys. Never living life. And I know I'm going off a topic with this, Vince, but I think it has a lot to do with it. And, you know, I always think about Vince. You know, Vince Kelvin, guys, I mean, look at the legacy he's going to leave behind. I looked at his Facebook page. I looked at his when he was in his younger days, and this guy's been doing this forever. His legacy will live on. His words will live on. His empire will live on. You know, the shows he's been on, Lisa Ling and all these other shows he's been on, will live on. You know, his legacy will live on, you know, and that all comes back to confidence, man. It all comes back to confidence. You know, so I'm real big on legacy. I know I've talked about that in the past, guys. Legacy is big to me, because I always want to leave something behind, at least a fucking memory, at least something. If you Google my name, can you find me? You know, that's why I want people to be able to find me and read about, oh, wow, this is interesting. There was a guy back in, you know, so-and-so year that did this and did this. Wow. You know, whatever it was, whatever little mark I did here, whatever little scratch I made in this world, I want to make it worth it. So when it's my time on my deathbed, when it's time for me to go, I can go out with a smile and feel like a champ. And that comes back to confidence.
Wow, Tony, that's extremely powerful. And for whomever listening, notice it's all in how we organize our thoughts and what we pay attention to. And Tony, you remarkably pay attention to things that it's a transfer right away. Just listening, you know, I feel an immediate strengthening. And I love what you say about legacy, and I think that's a big, big piece right there. We've often heard, like me, I heard from my grandparents, I've heard from my parents, that it's when they had kids that they realized we got no choice, we got toughen up, and that they had the responsibility to provide for others. And that's essential. That's why we create the brotherhood, guys. Because, you know, in this day and age, so many people, they're just in it for themselves. But it's shallow. And you got to surrender yourself by people who've already paved the way, people who inspire you, people who will challenge you, people who challenge themselves. And to have that sense of a greater cause, something beyond us. Now we got to find a way to provide. If one guy is like, oh, man, I don't have a job, he suddenly had to provide for an entire family. That's a different deal. Of course, you could always bail on it like many tend to do or not do anything about it. But if he's got any form of integrity, then taking charge. And today, start taking charge on your side. Remember, you can provide for yourself. I think the three biggest pitfalls or the diseases of our time that rob men from their own masculinity is first the quick fix, that addiction to the quick fix. We don't want to do the work anymore. We want it right here and right now, because it's a promise that most often than not is a lie. Then we don't get it right here and right now, so we get frustrated. So then we start to whine the luxury of thinking we can afford to complain because we're so comfortable. It's a big challenge, that too. The fact that we're fairly comfortable. In the worst case, we're still fairly comfortable that it's not do or die today. Most people, they could slack off and then slack off a little more and then slack off a little more. It would get pretty bad. But then, I don't know, they could still get a check from this and that government or something. So there's no sense of urgency right here and right now. And then there's that doubt that we can provide for ourselves. I've been getting the guys to work with just a mindset, a point of focus, you know, bottom of the spine, the idea that I can provide for myself. I can provide for myself. And providing not only in terms of means, money, career, but also to know that, hey, even if anything's happened, I can be there for me and I can remedy. I can provide for myself. Tony, I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm so grateful to know you. You know, we have a team, and it's amazing to be able to say, wow, you know, I know Tony Dillinger. So I really appreciate that. Also, side note, everybody, Tony and I are featured in a movie that was just released on demand. We kind of play roles that is very close to what we do in real life. It's a farce, a rock and roll farce. It's hilarious, and it's called Sex, Drugs, and Nasty Nails. I play the role of Vince Viper in it, and Tony is Tony in it. And Tony's wife, Lisa Daniels, is also in it. AZD, Brian Casella. So we'll let you know about it, but make sure that you do watch the movie. And Tony, where can people find you? Where should they look for your social media?
Oh, sure. It's Twitter is Dillinger Triple X. Instagram is Dillinger Studio 818. And Snapchat Dillinger is live. And Facebook, I think it's just Tony Dillinger. And then, of course, my website is, I'm trying to think which one. I have a bunch of them. but yeah, you can check out one of them at DillingerDanielsRaw.com. And, of course, check out my magic pill if anyone is interested in my new amazing male enhancement product. It's banglikeapro.com. And then all my new product, which is my CBD-infused product, which is lockedandloadedcbd.com. And those are some amazing products. Get those dick hard and dick big and big orgasms for your ladies, you know. So check it out.
I'm loving the name. Tony, it's so awesome. I love following everything that you do. It's always so rich. You cover so much ground, and I look forward to see you at Pickup Academy online tomorrow night.
You got it, sir. Sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time, Vince. And guys, stay focused, stay in the game, and you know, pay attention to what these guys are saying. They know what they're talking about, and you're going to learn some good things.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.